Welcome to the Bandit About podcast series. Joining me in the engine room this week is actually the youngest guest that I've had on this show so far. He received his first drum kit when he was 4 years old and started lessons at the age of seven and has rapidly progressed over the years, completing his Rock School Grade 3 exam in March 2021. He was also recently announced as the junior champion of the 2021 Drum Off Australia Drum Solo Competition, which led to him being invited to become an ambassador for Red Cymbals Australia. Not too bad for someone who hasn't actually even begun gigging with a band yet. Before I introduce today's guest, it's first time for us to listen to the fabulous Bandit About theme song, which was written and recorded by the very talented Catherine Lambert and Michael Mitzi Bryant. Pleasure that I welcome Thomas Cresciatelli. Welcome, Thomas, and thank you for making time to chat with me today.
Thank you for having me on the show.
My pleasure. Let's start from the beginning. Thomas, where were you born?
I was born in Adelaide, South Australia, on the 8th of May, 2010.
And I believe that you've got a few people in your family who are musical?
Yes, my dad and Uncle Steve both learnt to play the organ. My dad did exams and competitions and played in a few bands. And then my uncle, Pete, plays electric guitar and just joined his first band after playing guitar for 25 years. And my older sister played piano and now plays bass guitar, and she's really good.
Excellent. So what led to or who influenced you to start playing drums?
Well, probably my dad, because he grew up playing a musical instrument and probably wanted me to follow. And, yeah, I just love it.
Yeah. Now, I believe that you had a toy drum kit when you were two.
Yeah. So we bought a Toy World plastic drum kit for Christmas when I was two.
Mm-hmm.
Then Dad bought me an electric kit when I was four. Mm-hmm. And he taught me some basic beats and rhythms. And then by seven, I started going to drum lessons with Peter Gore. Mm-hmm. From Adelaide Drum Academy. He's really good. And then my dad's friend lent us a secondhand Premier acoustic kit, which was my first acoustic kit, and it was pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
And then last year in March, I got a brand new Pearl Export Rock Series drum kit.
Wonderful. And you're in primary school?
Yeah, I'm in grade six.
Grade six, okay. Do they teach music at school?
Yeah, they kind of do. I don't do lessons, though, anymore.
And I believe that you'll be going to Marrickville.
Yes, I will, and I'll start lessons again because I'll probably be doing pretty good music there.
I believe you will. They have a special interest music program there. Yeah. You must be looking forward to going there then.
Yes, I am, definitely.
Wonderful. Have you formed any bands or anything with friends?
Well, I was in the school band in 2020.
Mm.
And then we performed in the India concert. And then I just jammed with, like, some experienced musicians. I've played with my uncle. He's very good on guitar. I've played with some people from, like, Adelaide bands and at pubs.
Yeah, I believe I've seen you play at the Gaslight at one of the jams there.
Yeah, I love the Gaslight there. That's the best.
Yeah, it's a pity that it's now closed.
Yeah.
Apparently they've taken the stage out, so that's a bit of a shame. So we'll have to find somewhere else to jam.
Yeah. King's Head.
King's Head, you go there as well?
Yeah, and Pash, he's really supportive.
Yeah. So when's that? Is that a Thursday night?
Wednesday night.
A Wednesday night jam. Wonderful. So can you remember the first time that you got up and played with other people in public?
Well, I'm pretty sure it was when me and Dad, we went to the Duke of York.
Mm.
This was the first time, and I went there, and I'm just a kid, so. And then when I got up, people were impressed, and I was like, oh, yeah, that was fun. Dad, let's go back. So we kept doing it. Then we found the King's Head and the Gaslight and Hampstead Hotel. I played with Adelaide band, their cover band, Generator.
Mm.
And the singer knows my parents, and he asked me if I wanted to play drums in one of their songs. I said yes, because why not? And I played Learn to Fly by the Foo Fighters, and It was the best.
Yeah, excellent. Well, I have heard you play, and you're pretty good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So do you have a really memorable story that you'd like to share?
Probably the most memorable one is when I won the drum solo. I won a 2021 drum solo competition. So basically what happened, we had to record a 4 to 4.5 minute drum solo, and we had to upload it to the Global Drum Off website. Me and Dad spent weeks putting it together, changing it, adding parts, and just making it go well. Once it was good and sounded like a solo, then we called Rick Lepper from the Funky Monks. He's got a recording studio at his house, and I got to play one of Nick Romano's drum kits, and it sounded really good.
Yeah.
And then Rick took the video and mixed the audio for me, and then we uploaded the solo. Then we waited about 4 months, and then there was a live stream on Instagram to announce the Australian winners. I tuned in a bit late and wrote in the comments who won the junior category. And then he said Thomas Cresciatelli, Dylan Redmond from Red Cymbals. I couldn't believe it. I was so excited. I thought it was a dream. And so I got to represent Australia in the Global Drum Off junior category.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I was judged by 5 international judges, including Chris Coleman, Thomas Hake, and Anika Niles. And China won the drum solo, but he was very good. He was way above his age playing, and he was only 10. And then I got a call from Dylan Redmond from Red Cymbals. He asked if I would like to be an ambassador for Red Cymbals.
Mm-hmm.
And I said yes. And yeah, so I promote his products, and he promotes me. And yeah, he's a really nice guy.
Yeah, that's wonderful, because they have young people around the world being ambassadors for their product, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
That is a real honour too.
Yes, it was. I was quite happy.
I bet. So what cymbals do you have of theirs now?
At the moment, I have a set of Meenal cymbals and a Red cymbal.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to buy a set eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah. They do sound pretty good though.
They do. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I got some hats and T-shirts.
Thomas, is there a band that you wish you could play with?
Yeah, the band that I love, the only band that I would love to play with is Led Zeppelin.
Move over Jason Bonham, right?
Yeah.
Excellent.
And Chili Peppers and Foo Fighters.
Yeah, they're all great bands, aren't they?
Yes.
So how has the COVID lockdowns and everything impacted you, Thomas?
Well, the first lockdown last year, we couldn't really do much. Just played drums flat out at home.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing was, it was quite loud and we had no soundproofing in the room. The neighbours, we got a letter in our letterbox and they said we're playing too loud. And then I'm like, oh, yeah. And then we realised we left the window open.
Right.
So now we got all soundproofing in the room and we have door sills and everything.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Because drums can be pretty loud, can't they?
Yes.
Yes. So it was a good thing then, in a way, with the lockdowns and that, because you got to practice a lot?
I did get to practice a lot, but then I couldn't jam with my uncle or anyone else. I just kept listening to music, learning new songs. I did drum lessons online with my teacher.
And what was that like?
It was not as good as in person, but still we had to put pads on the kit so it was not as loud. We had to make one for the hi-hat. It just wasn't as good.
Thomas, if you could only offer one tip to somebody else that was just about to start playing drums, what would it be?
Don't give up. Try hard and keep going. Push yourself.
Excellent. So you mentioned a few drummers earlier. Who are your top three local drummers?
Well, number one, 100%, is Julian Ferrada.
Yeah.
And then number two, Michael Marino.
Mm-hmm.
And number three is Peter Gore, my old drum teacher.
Fabulous.
He taught me so much.
Well, that's good that you've had a teacher that you've connected with well.
Yes.
Very important.
He taught me how to read and helped me with my grade three drum exam.
And you did really well with that?
I got a merit, 89%.
Excellent.
So I was pretty happy.
Yeah. Okay, Thomas, I want you to choose the three most important to you from the following five. So we've got groove, creativity, chops, technique, and time. Out of those five, which three are more important to you?
Creativity, mm-hmm. timing, and probably groove.
Excellent. Now, if you could invite any musicians to play a concert with you anywhere in the world, you're on the kit, who would you call? Where would you hold this concert? And what genre would you be playing?
Well, bass player would be Flea from Chili Peppers.
Mm-hmm.
Vocals would be Dave Grohl. On guitar would be Jimmy Page and John Frusciante.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would be at Wembley Stadium and would probably be playing rock.
Sounds like a great band.
Super group.
For sure. Is there something that you've tried to play that you couldn't get right or you weren't happy with the way that you played it?
Don't Stop Believing by Journey.
Yeah.
Because it's left hand on the hi-hat and I just get confused because I'm right-handed.
So lots more practice on that one then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still haven't got it. Or Jump by Van Halen.
Uh-huh.
I've got it, but it took like 2 months to get the whole song. And I read the whole song from the sheet music.
Well, that's excellent. That's really important to be able to do that. Do you ever get bored with playing?
Not really. I get bored of reading. I don't really like reading, but I know I have to do it because I'm going to Marrickville. So, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And do you think you might go on to university once you've finished at Marrickville?
Probably. Maybe not music, though.
No? What else do you like to do?
I'm good at maths. I like to be creative with stuff. My dad's an engineer, so, yeah, probably do that. Or a mechanic.
Well, it's nice to have a backup.
Yes.
Can't always make money with music, right?
True. I do want to play music forever, though. Play with famous bands, travel around the country, even world maybe.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that that can happen as long as you keep working at it, right?
Yes, if COVID goes away.
It will eventually. So, Thomas, where do you see yourself in 10 years' time?
Well, my dream's to play in front of 50,000 people plus. So maybe playing overseas or around Australia.
Yeah.
Lots of bands. Recording originals, doing covers, everything, yeah.
So you're interested in trying to find some people that would be keen on creating new music?
Yeah, definitely. A friend who plays bass, he's my age, and he writes his own music.
Well, that's something to look forward to. Maybe you'll be able to find a few more people your age and put together a little band and get out there and start playing.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
I got to play at a concert last year, a Keep It Real collaboration concert. So there was basically a bunch of musicians from around Adelaide and they all formed bands.
Mm.
And the Peter Kershaw, he asked me, do you want to play a song or two? And I said yes. So I ended up playing Smells Like Teen Spirit and Even Flow by Pearl Jam and Nirvana. And that was probably the best time. That was heaps fun. There were like 60 plus people. And the people I played with Troy Tyrell from Bulls on Parade. I played with Brian Graham from Sonic Cruz. He's a singer. He's got a great voice.
Mm-hmm.
And then I played with Craig Lawrence from Fever and Rick Machia from Five Against One. I played in a 4-week Blues program. It was Roots and Blues Association.
Okay, so that was the Adelaide Roots and Blues Association's Youth in Blues program.
Yeah, that was it.
And Mario Marino would have been your mentor?
Yes, he was. And I got put in a band with 16-year-olds.
And how did that go?
That was very fun. I got to play Led Zeppelin live and I was happy, very happy.
Yeah.
And we got to play in front of 100-plus people.
So you enjoyed that program?
100%. Doing it again.
You are?
Yeah.
Wonderful. It is a really good program. And Mario's a great teacher as well.
Yes, he is.
You mentioned before Michael, his son.
Oh, yeah, Michael's great. I love watching him play all the jazz at Billy Hyde music. I got an Instagram page set up. It's Tomzo_10.
And I will include a link to your Instagram page in the show notes so people can look you up.
Yes, thank you.
Not a problem. Before we end our chat today, I'm going to ask Thomas 20 quick random questions, or as many as we can get through in the space of 2 minutes to close the interview. Are you ready, Thomas?
I certainly am.
Okay. Your time starts now. What was the first song you learnt to play?
How Would It Help by AC/DC.
McDonald's or Hungry Jack's?
Macca's.
What was the hardest song you learnt to play?
Jump by Van Halen.
Who is the Foo Fighters drummer?
Taylor Hawkins.
Name your favourite Red Hot Chili Pepper song.
By the Way.
Name a band you wish you could see perform live.
Led Zeppelin.
The most sticks that you've dropped during a song.
2.
Name your favourite Zeppelin song.
Achilles Lost End.
What was the first concert that you went to?
Foo Fighters tribute band Fighting For Everlong.
What is your least favourite song to play?
April Stone and Cooper.
True or false, John Bonham is regarded as one of the greatest and most influential rock drummers in history.
That's 100% true.
Your favourite cymbals?
Red cymbals.
Digital downloads or CDs?
Digital downloads.
Name a genre that you don't like.
Jazz.
Name one thing that you cannot live without.
Food.
What was the last jam that you went to?
I jammed on the weekend with my friend.
What is your biggest fear?
Drowning.
Your favourite cartoon?
Daffy Duck.
Your favourite drummer?
John Bonham.
Your favourite food to eat?
Pizza.
Congratulations, Thomas. You made it through all 20 questions.
Oh, thank you. I'm happy. Yay.
It's been a while since anybody's managed to get through it. That's fabulous.
Thanks.
Well done. Okay. Look, the time has still got, what have we got, 2, 1. There you go. All right.
I beat the clock.
You did. You well and truly beat the clock by quite a few seconds there. Thank you once again, Thomas, for joining me for the Banded About podcast today. You've been great to chat to, and I hope that everyone who listens finds this as enjoyable as I did.
Yeah, thank you for having me on this show. I loved it.
My pleasure, Thomas. Good fun to chat with.
Thank you.
All of the information and links relating to today's interview can be found in the show note. And if you've enjoyed listening to this podcast, please share the link with your friends. Until next week, it's goodbye from me, Di. Banded About, proudly supporting live music. Bye.
Bye.